Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty. Today I am broadcasting from Sacramento, California, also in Northern California. I happen to be right down the block from the Capitol building where our governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, spends some time. And I am thrilled to be here. And as you know, if you have been listening to the show, I've got my amazing audio producer, Chris, back east. And he has got us covered all the way across the country and around the world on the internet. So as the intro said, I have some amazing people to turn you on to with this show. Today I have Mr. Sustainability and Mr. Community, Trathan Heckman, and he is going to share with us how he created an organization called Daily Acts. And next week, I am going to be interviewing an author and artist. Her name is SARK. That's an acronym, S-A-R-K, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy. And she is the founder and creative fountain of Planet SARK and has recently written a book called Glad No Matter What, Transforming Loss and Change into Gift and Opportunity. So you won't want to miss that show. Today's show, as I said, we're going to be talking about sustainability. That's one of the S's we're going to be talking about. The other S is sex. I'm actually going to open up the conversation about sex in the second half of the show. I talk about orgasmic. Now I'm going to bring it to that sexual place. So you won't want to miss that. My offer and blessing in this life on this planet at this time is to help people create a strong and healthy relationship with themselves. I like to say, back to me. Because if you have a strong relationship with yourself and you bring that person to all of your other relationships, both personal as well as business, I like to say I help people learn to relate to anyone, anytime, anywhere. So would that place of increased confidence serve you? Well, if that's not enough, I also show people with very specific tools how to live this organic and orgasmic life. I call it my recipe, and that's what I'm going to be sharing later on in the show. And what it really means is about understanding how to express yourself more fully in the world, no matter what you're doing. And the cool thing is, I do most of this over the phone. I work with a handful of really motivated individuals, partnerships, and organizations who want to realize their value and channel their fears into productivity. So if this is resonating with you, email me, coachbetty@coachbettylive.com. So without further ado, I am so excited to have Trathan Heckman, who is a visionary and a leader in really providing models of sustainability for communities on the show. So hello, Trathan.
Good day, Coach Betty.
I have spoken with Trathan before on Coach Betty Live, so I'm particularly excited about being able to bring him to this broader audience here today.
Definitely Trathan, good to be back.
Yeah. Trathan has founded two different nonprofit organizations in Northern California. One is called Daily Acts, and the other is Green Sangha. And that's just the start of what this man is involved with. But Before we get started, let the listeners know a little bit about how you got started with all of this, because I know it's an interesting story.
Sure. And just a slight variation on that. I actually co-founded Daily Axe Organization, and I didn't found Green Sangha, but I served as the executive director the last time we'd spoken. And interestingly enough, actually, it's so great that you have Sark on your radio show next week, because it's not generally a part of my story and talking about how things have been birthed and evolved in the Daily Axe world, but she's actually a really significant influence. And she's a friend of a friend. I haven't seen her in a lot of years, but before I had ever met her, I saw this piece of writing on a friend's wall, and it's from one of her earlier books called How to Be Really Alive. And just such an incredible and vital and aware little set of flows and phrases. And I got this immediate blast of inspiration, sort of like a missing nutrient that I wasn't even aware had been missing. It's got me super excited and inspired. And then afterwards, which I think often comes in different ways for people, this sort of sense of awareness and lack and insecurity and like, oh, you know, you get the veil pierced and then you see all the ways you're not that in your daily life. And so interestingly enough, Sark actually was one of those subversive seeds of conscious delight that was planted in my life several years ago, which sort of led to, with a lot of other pieces in between, to co-founding Daily Axe Organization.
Wow. Well, thanks for that clarification about your role in both of these organizations. And thanks for the great plug for people to listen to the show next week.
She is so creative and inspiring.
All right. So now tell me about your epiphany.
So Daily Axe Organization is, and you know, our core truth is four simple words, because every choice matters. Mm. And we believe that one aware person who is consistently and consciously cultivating their inspiration and reclaiming the power through initiative and small choices of everything they do, you positively impact every single thing you touch. And as a lot of people know, there's an immense amount of hurt and suffering in our world. You know, there's enormous ecological challenges we face with global warming and resource depletion. There's a lot of social justice issues, just a lot of stuff that is easy to overwhelm people, let alone people are having a hard enough time making in their daily lives. And so when I started to become more aware of a lot of these issues, is you know, easy to want to just turn in and close off to it, but I just felt a strong pull that I couldn't really do that. And so if I wasn't going to do that and I didn't want to be overwhelmed and crushed all the time, then the option was to start trying to find solutions. And I got exposed to some really incredible people who are doing great ecological work in the realm of permaculture. And I also discovered the Bioneers Conference, which is full of tons of amazing solutioneers and bioneers, which is like a biological pioneer. Just incredibly inspiring visionary work. And those were, there's a lot of other things, but those were two key references. And through those networks, I started to study and learn about permaculture, which is an ecological design science. And I just started getting tapped into tons of amazing people focusing on solutions and transforming their lives, their homes, their gardens, their communities, and started to really just get surrounded by people who are living their potential and literally affecting transformation on a lot of scales.
Well, I know that you have transformed your home into, is it a full permaculture inside and out property?
It's, you know, so we live on about a seventh of an acre in urban suburban lot in downtown Petaluma in Northern California. And we've lived here about 3.5 years. And as far as the garden goes, we've planted about 300 varieties of food and medicinal plants. We have bees and chickens and rainwater catchment, and we recycle our gray water from our shower and our laundry into the garden. We put in the first permitted single household gray water system in Sonoma County, and then we've done a lot of other neat things. So the garden is pretty well full of ecological abundance, and it's not really just planting a garden, we're actually planting edible ecosystems that mimic a natural ecology. And
yeah,
then in the house as well, we've done more work on the garden, but we did a handcrafted paint out of clay and beautiful natural pigments that we put on our walls, and we've been slowly putting in sky tubes and different other elements to basically to green our lives.
Mm. Yeah, it is just amazing. So, you know, we're about to take a break, but let's take about 30 seconds and let the listeners know how you got started and how they can get started.
Sure. You know, one choice at a time, surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, and then just having, you know, a tenacious commitment to keep on taking proactive action. And you do more good, and then you get more opportunities exposed to you, and you keep on growing that. But it really starts with just being deeply proactive in each of our choices.
I love
finding people that inspire and support you.
I love all of those ideas. So it's like one choice at a time. Surround yourself with people that inspire you. And then I love this word, tenacious. Be tenacious. And I would add on vigilant into that as well. Just like stay with it. Stay with it. So we are going to take a short break. We're going to be back. There's so much more that Trathan has to share with us about how you can grow your own medicine, about an amazing garden challenge that he put out. And we're going to get his vision of a healthy world, too. So stay tuned.
Finally, it's here. The time to live your life just the way you want to, but you haven't a clue what to do. Do you feel like life has passed you by and you've missed your flight? Well, there's no need to fret. Call Coach Betty. She's eco. She's quick. She'll get you off the shtick. There's no need to travel. If you have a phone, just call her from your home. 415-328-1724. And she can also help your relationship or organization get back on track again. Do you want your marriage train rolling with ease? Her approach is simple and comes with a money-back guarantee. How about healthy employees that support your mission and create a productive and happy workplace? She'll let you know how and what she can do to help. Don't wait. Call Coach Betty today. 415-328-1724. CoachBetty.com is the place to get started. Or call 415-328-1724.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live with Trathan Heckman, co-founder of Daily Acts. And so, Trathan, tell us about how this Daily Acts organization takes an individual and helps that individual bring things out into the entire community. Give us a little bit of the framework.
Sure. So we start with that idea of those simple daily actions and surrounding yourself with the people and models that most inspire you. And, you know, it's, again, all back to daily actions. And so our mission is to really transform our communities through inspired action and education, which builds leadership and local self-reliance, and the leadership of leading with how you live. And so through our programs, we do sustainability education and provide sustainability services for local municipalities, businesses, and schools. And we basically highlight what's working around us in the areas of organic food and green building, water conservation and water-wise practices. And so we take people around and we show them through sustainability tours all the great models of what's working. And then we teach workshops on how do they build skills, how do you make compost, how do you grow food, how do you keep bees. And then, as I'd mentioned, we also partner with other organizations to deliver services for them and to work with local alliances. We do a huge amount. We're a small nonprofit organization doing a lot in the world, and so we do a huge amount by the power of our volunteers in the community and through collaborations.
I told you he was a visionary. I told you this guy is up to some big work right here in Northern California in a little town of Petaluma. So I know one of your projects was the 350 Garden Challenge that was enormously successful. Tell us about that.
Sure. So last year in February, we came up with this idea of planting hundreds of gardens in a single weekend to not just address food or water, but to think in a holistic fashion and look at addressing food, water, climate, community empowerment, local economy. And so we came up with the 350 Garden Challenge. And 350 is the most important number in the world. It's 350 parts per million that we need to have our climate at relative to emissions to have a stable climate. We're currently at 392. And so there's an international climate change movement to get us back to 350. And so we had the idea of planting 350 gardens within residence of this. And within 15 weeks, us and a collaboration of organizations and businesses, we'd gathered over 40 nonprofits, businesses, churches, schools. Every city in Sonoma County is sponsored by the Water Agency. And together we collectively planted and revitalized 629 gardens in a single weekend.
Wow. He's a mover and a shaker, folks. This guy really knows what he's doing. Okay, I've got to ask you, because as I told you at the top of the show, this is about natural healing. And I was particularly struck with something I read about you growing your own medicine. So tell me what you grow and how you do that.
We grow all kinds of great things, but last night, you know, just having a nice soothing tea, I had some, in a little tea bag where you stuff it yourself. I got some chamomile from the garden, some mint, some yarrow, which is a really great, powerful medicinal plant, natural antibiotic and diaphoretic and does lots of great things. And so we just grow hundreds of varieties of food and medicinal plants, many of which you could grow in your garden, you could grow on your balcony, you could grow on your windowsill. We grow a bunch of different types of thyme because it's really medicinal. Nobody ever thinks they have enough thyme, so I'm always putting thyme in our teas.
That's great.
Totally. We grow a lot of edible flowers and medicinal flowers, and so we'll grow tea plants. We also grow culinary herbs, which are often very medicinal. We make tinctures with alcohol to then tincture different plants, like, say, dandelion is a really great liver medicine. Chicory is a great bitter. So there's a lot of green, you know, bitter greens that we could eat that are nutritious. And then there's different herbs for teas, and there's making tinctures. We also make things like sauerkraut. Fermented foods are incredibly nutritious and healing to get that live probiotic. One of my favorites, too. I'm a fan of sustainable hedonism. And, you know, not hedonism not as in living in service of pleasure, but the pleasure of service. And part of that is taking care of yourself and your health and spending good time with community. So we'll be making a batch of beer in the next couple weeks, and we'll put some ginger and some wild-crafted stinging nettles into that, which are both very, you know, healing herbs and plants.
So did you study nutrition or something? How do you know all this?
Just, you know, again, surrounding yourself with really good people and reference points. And I've definitely done a lot of reading, and I've studied with, not formally in a naturopathic school or anything, but I've taken courses with different herbalists and trained with them over the years. And then just, you know, the doing itself actually as well of taking action and growing things and learning about them and not being afraid to try things and to make mistakes.
I'm so glad you said that. That's so important, isn't it? You know, let the perfectionism go. Just try it. See what happens.
Totally. Not perfect daily actions, just daily actions.
There you go. There you go. Well, one of the things I read on your website is about the sustainability issue. And the United States, I believe this is the United States, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that we are 4% of the world's population, but we're using 25% of the resources. And I know that this transition town movement that you have been involved with somehow helps that. And can you create that bridge for me and the listeners as to how that fits together?
Sure. So, and, you know, I wouldn't want to oversimplify it, but if you think of like a small local organization like Daily Acts doing our work in Sonoma County and, you know, the Bay Area beyond, and so we're doing a lot of our work is, it's community powered and it's focused on solutions to address things like climate change, resource depletion, economic crisis, people's disempowerment. And so the beauty of it is there's an international movement 24 hours a day working on these same issues in a proactive manner. And an exciting part of that started in the UK 5 years ago with the first transition initiative in the Transition Town Handbook. And so in California, in the last just over two years, think of like a transition initiative, kind of like a Daily Acts organization I described working on sustainability solutions. Over 21 initiatives have started from LA to Mount Shasta, San Francisco to the Sierras. In that same period of time, 77 initiatives in 26 states, people working on these issues in their communities, and then over 300 across the planet. And we're also partnering with other things like the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies, the Pachamama Alliance, so a lot of other great, really proactive, solution-based initiatives and networks. So it's an incredible grassroots movement all over the planet, and it's people just coming together, and they're taking care of their place, and they're taking care of their people, and they're taking care of the earth.
I love it. I love it. And so is there a place that people could learn more about that specific movement online?
Definitely. You could go to transitionus.org, and, you know, you could start an initiative. You could join an initiative. You could see the list of all the initiatives around the U.S. You get a copy of the handbook. There's great ways to plug in. It's a really exciting movement. There's a bunch of media on it. The last issue of Yes Magazine had a lot of features on transition. So you could definitely do that. You could also, people could be a part of, we're going to do the 350 Garden Challenge again next May 14th and 15th. And so through Transition US and other organizations, we're going to be making it more available nationally. And so we'd love to have all your listeners be a part of the 350 Garden Challenge next May. In addition to the 629 we plant in Sonoma County, because of it, another organization got 170 gardens planted across the U.S. on that weekend. So it would be great to have people be a part of that movement as well, and we'll have a lot of transition initiatives involved.
Wonderful. Well, spread the word. Okay, so now the big $360 million question here. What is your vision of a healthy world?
My vision, you know, this is probably the most incredible time to be alive, where our choices have never mattered more given the challenges and opportunities we're facing. And so one of the biggest challenges we have is, like you mentioned, we're a very wasteful society, and we literally need to look at, in the coming decade and beyond, reducing our resource use, our waste, our emissions 80%. And so when I look out at our garden and models like this, a lot of the models are existing all over the planet, and there are people who are reducing resource use 80%, and they have these incredibly lush, productive, fecund, resilient landscapes and lives. And so a resilient community of stewardship and celebration would be my vision, and one that happens one act, one relationship at a time. You know, it's just following a really ancient and simple formula, a recipe that humans have always followed to adapt and thrive.
One
your potential, care for nature, care for community.
Say that one more time.
Find your potential, care for nature, care for community.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you know, that's the big, huge vision. I love the picture that you painted. Now, if you could wave a magic wand to get everybody started with one choice that could make a big difference, what would you say? Right in this moment. It might change, I realize that. But right in this moment, what would you say?
One choice. You know, being that we're coming into winter, the time of water, treasure every drop of water. Learn to save it, learn to reuse it, learn to catch it and store it, learn to contour the earth and sink the water off of your site. You know, water is life. Treasure every drop of water.
And I really want to second that and support it. As some of you know, my story of having rheumatoid arthritis and taking medication, and now my medicine right now is drinking a gallon of hot water every day. It's actually medicine water. So thank you for that, Trathan, and I love it. Treasure every drop of water. See if you can have a different relationship with water from here forward. So if people want to learn more about what you're up to, get involved in this 350 Garden Challenge, what's the best way for them to do that?
Could go to dailyacts.org. That's dailyacts.org. You could also call our office at 707-789-9664. We also have a lot of great videos on our that you can link to from our website. We have a YouTube channel. And then you could go to transitionus.org as well to find out about the Daily Acts-like initiatives all over the U.S. and world.
Wonderful. Well, keep moving and shaking it up there, Trathan. Love what you're up to. Love what you're doing. Thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show today.
Thank you so much, Betty. Have a really great day.
You too. All right, so we are going to be back after a break. We're going to do a Whoa, Baby. We're going to talk a little bit about sex.
Dogs and cats to live long and happy lives just like people. They are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Finally, it's here. The time to live your life just the way you want to, but you haven't a clue what to do.
Do you feel like life has passed you by and you've missed your flight? Well, there's no need to fret. Call Coach Betty. She's eco. She's quick. She'll get you off the shtick. There's no need to travel. If you have a phone, just call her from your home, 415-328-1724. And she can also help your relationship or organization get back on track again. Do you want your marriage train rolling with ease? Her approach is simple and comes with a money-back guarantee. How about healthy employees that support your mission and create a productive and happy workplace? She'll let you know how and what she can do to help. Don't wait. Call Coach Betty today, 415-328-1724. CoachBetty.com is the place to get started, or call 415-328-1724.
Hello, everybody. It's Coach Betty live back with Coach Betty at the moment here. Wasn't Trayvon Heckman amazing? I just think he is so up to so much good in this world. I'm so glad that people like him are on the planet. So now I'm going to move into my segment that I call Whoa Baby. So a Whoa Baby is a news soundbite that I've read or heard that makes me stop and consider other perspectives. Sometimes it makes me say, whoa, baby, we got to stop that trend. And other times it makes me say, whoa, that's really cool. Let's build on that. Let's work with it. And that's the one that I have for you today. So it comes out of Italy. I mentioned that I'm going to be talking about sex a little bit here in the second half of the show. So we're going to open the conversation about sex with a quote from Dr. Emanuele Giannini from the Italian Society of Sexual Medicine. This is what he learned from a study. Men who have active sex lives and were faithful to their partners had fewer cardiovascular complaints and lived longer. In addition, increased sexual activity produces more testosterone, leads to less depression, and a better cardiovascular performance, meaning improved metabolism.
Whoa, baby.
Yeah, how about that for a whoa, baby? I mean, you know, we talk about sexual healing, but it's kind of like in a snickering sort of way. And there is more and more evidence like this of the true power of sexual healing. Now, you know, this show is about natural healing. What is really more natural than having sex? I mean, most of us are on this planet because somebody had sex. So what I really want to open up the conversation about is to take away any kind of shame and embarrassment about these words of sexual healing and orgasmic living. And I want to help you feel comfortable with that, so that we can bring it out into the world a bit more. So I know from my own experience with rheumatoid arthritis that it works. Marvin Gaye's been singing about it for years, and I hit a point in my life where right after I got off of all the pharmaceutical medication that I was taking for my arthritis, which if you're not familiar with rheumatoid arthritis, let me just let you know a little bit about what it is. It is inflammation around in the fluid around your joints. It's an autoimmune condition, which means that it affects all the joints in my body. So, you know, I have had pain where I didn't even know I had joints. It moves. It's constantly changing, and it creates hot, painful joints and that are can be very debilitating. So that's why they give you this big course in some very toxic medication
when you go use conventional medicine. And now, mind you, I have nothing against pharmaceutical medication. I want to make that point very clear right here and right now. There is a time and a place for it. I appreciated so much being able to take the medication when I took it. I was raising my daughter. I was, you know, her life felt like, it felt like her life was passing me by because I was having to deal with all of my own pain. So don't get me wrong about that. However, I feel like our reliance on pharmaceutical medication is what is a bit out of whack. You know, there's another whoa baby statistic that I have given in the past about there are more people taking medication for depression than have even been diagnosed with depression. Well, what are all the ways that we can deal with depression before we put people on meds? How about some sex? How about sexual healing? Why not try it? It's just like Trayton was saying in the last half hour. It's like, don't be afraid to make a mistake. It's like, can there be anything more natural to try? So I was beginning to share about my own personal experience with it. So as I was coming off of all of these pharmaceutical medications and my body was saying, whoa, baby, what are you doing now? I decided to pursue all the possibilities in terms of natural healing that I could think of. And I said, you know, Marvin Gaye, he's been singing around about sexual healing for a long time. I'm going to give it a try. Because here I was in excruciating pain, really, you know, all of my joints, and I'm talking from my fingers to my wrist to my elbow to my shoulder to my hips to my knees to my ankles. So you're starting to get the feel for how debilitating this can really be. I wasn't even getting out of bed until about 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was taking an Epsom salt bath just to begin to move my joints again after having been on all this medication for 15 years. So I invited a very safe partner to my home, and this is very revealing of me here on the show, but we spent the entire evening having sex. And I can tell you, the next morning when I woke up, I stood up, I felt like an entirely new person. What created that, you say? Well, I think that orgasmic living, there's a place that you can literally create good healing juice within your own body that can serve you in many capacities. And I, as I said, I have direct experience with it serving me around extreme pain. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. This was not a lasting impact. You need to keep having sex so that you can continue to feel that orgasmicness inside of you and be able to use it in whatever way you want. Now, the other thing about knowing that you have an orgasmic nature in your body, it's what I like to call your inner orgasmicness, is that because it's in your body, that means that you can recreate the sensation and the feeling of it whenever you want. If you can bring yourself to the mindset and bring your body to the place where you can actually feel it. So having sex and having an orgasm through sex, that's what allows you to experience the feeling. And then once you experience the feeling, that's when you can then potentially, now, you know, you have to be open to this. And let me finish my sentence here. So potentially you have a fountain of healing power available to you at all times if you can tap into this inner orgasmic nature. I promise you, you all have it. It's possible for each and every one of you. So I think Marvin had something to it when he began to sing his song on sexual healing. I can tell you that I have set up a Google alert about sexual healing just because I'm always curious what's being said about it. Well, Marvin, even though he created this song and sang this song many, many years ago, almost on a weekly basis, there is somebody referring to Marvin Gaye's sexual healing. So where do I want to point you now? I would like you to all consider, you don't have to believe me yet, but I would like you to consider that it is possible to heal yourself, to heal your pain, to heal your stress by this beautiful and natural act of sex, and tap into an inner orgasmicness that can be available to you at all times. So if you're curious about exploring this more, really understanding a little bit deeper how this might work, what I'm talking about, I'm ready to serve you in this way. Email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. If you're still kind of wondering, you're not quite ready to take that step, keep listening to the show. I'm going to continue to talk about different aspects of it. I'm going to bring on different guests that will also have expertise in this area. So there's going to be a lot of information for you to understand. And who knows, you might just step right into it. So we're going to take our last break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the orgasmic living and my specific ingredients, a couple of my ingredients for the recipe for living an organic and orgasmic life. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Finally, it's here. The time to live your life just the way you want to, but you haven't a clue what to do. Do you feel like life has passed you by and you've missed your flight? Well, there's no need to fret. Call Coach Betty. She's eco. She's quick. She'll get you off the shtick. There's no need to travel. If you have a phone, just call her from your home. 415-328-1724. And she can also help your relationship or organization get back on track again. Do you want your marriage train rolling with ease? Her approach is simple and comes with a money-back guarantee. How about healthy employees that support your mission and create a productive and happy workplace? She'll let you know how and what she can do to help. Don't wait. Call Coach Betty today. 415-328-1724. CoachBetty.com is the place to get started, or call 415-328-1724.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hello, everybody. It's Coach Betty live back, and I just had a great question by a caller, a listener that called in, and she said, well, you're giving us all this great information about sexual healing, but what if you don't have a partner? So thank you so much for asking that question. And so I imagine that some of you are already going into your mind what's possible there, but yes, there is the sexuality of pleasuring yourself, okay? In a word, it's called masturbation. So, you know, I'd love to have that be yet another word that we don't have to feel shame or embarrassment about, because it is such a pleasurable, natural thing to feel orgasmic, to feel what your body can actually feel. So thank you. I'm not going to go into the details of how to do that, but who knows? Maybe there will be a show in the future where I will get an expert on who can actually talk about that in a very clean and wholesome way. Because how about that? What if we used clean, wholesome orgasm all in the same sentence? Ooh, I love that. I think I'm going to have to do something on that, a blog post or something. So, you know, here is my theory around orgasmic living and around this sexual healing concept. I feel like if we have more sex in our lives with partners and on our own, we create more juice inside of us, and that creates more positivity and fulfillment as an individual. And guess what? You bring that fulfilled, positive individual to your relationships. Whoa, imagine what your relationships can be like with healthy, loving sex because you have fallen in love with yourself. Okay, you say, you know, yeah, right, Betty, it all sounds good. It all sounds good. But we have so many differences between men and women. And I agree with you. And I actually believe that one of our jobs in life right now with our relationships is to begin to understand and appreciate the differences between men and women. So I've spoken on this in the past. Some of you may have heard me say this, but for those who haven't, what the new brain research is showing, and specifically Dr. Lou Anne Brizendine, who wrote two books, one is called The Female Brain, and the other one recently published, The Male Brain. So here are two very basic differences about innate differences between men and women. One, women have many more hormones than we ever discuss, and those hormones change on a moment-by-moment basis, daily basis. So guess what that means? It means that we change our minds all the time. I know if there are men listening to this show right now, you are all chuckling. It's like you could have told me that, I'm sure. So what they're learning about the male brain, well, the male brain, the sexual center in the male brain is 2.5 times larger than the female brain. Oh, gee, women, are we surprised by this news? Absolutely not. So we're not surprised by this information, and yet when we enter into our relationships, it feels like there's a missing piece to this understanding. What would it be like if we understood that men are going to be looking at women because that's just what their brains tell them to do? And what if we were to understand that women feel one way one day and feel completely different the next and began to actually appreciate it? Because, okay, what can we appreciate about that? Well, the fact that women change like that all the time, it means that we are tuned into nature, Mother Earth. Because guess what? Mother Earth changes every moment, every day. And so women, if we can tap into that inner power, we can stay tuned to Mother Earth. And so how can we appreciate men and the sexual center in their brain? Well, you know what? We're all walking around this planet because men want to have sex. They are procreators. I hope that's the right word. Anyway, you're getting it live and authentic here with Coach Betty. So here's a piece of homework. If you are with a partner in your life right now, I encourage you and support you to go home tonight and say, I appreciate you, my dear male partner, for who you are and what you bring to this planet. And men, guess what? You're doing the same thing. I appreciate you, my dear woman partner, for who you are and what you bring to the planet. And guess what? I have something for those of you who don't have partners, too. I want you to look in the mirror and say, I appreciate you for who you are and what you bring to the planet. And I suggest you do this, I don't know, let's say 3 times a day and see what it begins to open up for you. And I would love to hear from you. Email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. Because what would it mean in your life? Envision for a moment here. What would it mean to feel grounded in your sexuality without any shame and embarrassment? Okay, I promised a couple of ingredients to my recipe, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. Here they are. Look in the mirror every single day and say, I love you. I really, really do. And the really, really do part is important. The second thing, I alluded to it in the first half of the show, hot water or water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Flush, flush, flush. I cannot emphasize this enough, how this can actually help you get juicier in life. All right, well, we're wrapping up the show for today. I hope you found it interesting, maybe even eye-opening. I got to wrap up really quick, but I want to underline a couple of points that Trathan Heckman made. And because he is just such a phenomenal guy. Every single choice matters. Treasure every drop of water. And to truly transform the world, make one choice at a time. Surround yourself with inspirational people and find your tenacity. Woohoo! Okay. Learn more about this organic orgasmic life. Stay tuned. You can listen to past shows. If you're ready for a direct experience of it, contact me, Coach Betty at Coach Betty Live. Okay. Next week, don't miss Sark. She is creative, amazing, fun, and inspiring. So that's all for this week. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.